Daily Worship Devotionals for Lent number 4, Forgiveness. Well, hey there, friends. I hope you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, whatever, or listening on iTunes. I'm so glad you are here with me. My name is Rob Still, and this is the 5 to 10 minute podcast called Daily Worship Devotionals, where we study the Word of God, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit by following the Christian year calendar. So right now we're in the season of Lent, which is a season of fasting and repentance as we journey with Jesus to the cross. And today's topic is forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness. Going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6. Again, this is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and I'm going to do one of my famous Uncle Robbie mashup translations. So we'll be using portions of the Message, the Amplified, the NIV, and the Voice translations. Here we go. These are the words of Jesus. In prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, whether it's willfully and recklessly, if they sin and you forgive them, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you refuse to do your part, nurturing your hurt and anger, your Father will not forgive your sins. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, so the Voice commentary on this section says, Jesus says to declare forgiveness of those who have wronged us. This is because forgiveness of other people emulates God's forgiveness of us. So let's consider for a second this idea of emulation or imitating, basically. God's forgiveness of our sins is expressed throughout the whole story of God, the Bible, right? And we see it really clearly in his revelation of who he is to Moses in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, when he's passing by and he's showing Moses his glory. The essence of God's glorious love is expressed like this. Exodus 34, 6. Yahweh, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiveness, and maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Still, he doesn't ignore sin. He does not allow sin to go unpunished. Rather, he holds people responsible and accountable for the consequences of sin throughout generational lines. Okay, so my theological premise is this. One, we are created in the image of God. Two, forgiveness is part of the nature of God. Three, therefore, forgiveness should be a part of the essential nature of his people. Forgiveness is good for you. Practicing forgiveness is not only the right thing to do, it is also psychologically and physically beneficial. Okay, Google something like this, all right? I did this and it's amazing the results. The psychological effects of forgiveness. You're going to find that the scientific and medical evidence is overwhelming and conclusive. All right, look, unforgiveness, that is, harboring resentment and bitterness and grudges, has terrible consequences on your physical health. Anger is toxic to your mental and physical health. Habitually rehearsing negative feelings amps up your stress levels. And dude, stress kills. Chronic stress can cause severe issues like cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure and hormonal imbalances. Unforgiveness affects your cognitive abilities and it impacts your communication skills, thinking abilities, and decision-making power. Holding a grudge or harboring a negative emotional state can cause a lot of long-term mental health problems, including depression, severe depression, anxiety, sleeplessness, and mental instability. Dude, I'm not making this up. This is from credible scientific and medical resources like Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, etc. Unforgiveness is like taking poison and expecting somebody else to die. And when you maintain this victim mentality, you're giving up your power over to something or someone else. holding on to resentment is like you going to jail for the crime somebody committed against you. It doesn't make sense, and it's not good for you. Forgiveness, on the other hand, has numerous physiological benefits. Forgiveness is literally an element of healing. It's good for your body, your brain, your heart, your immune system. It's also good for your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Bottom line, man, forgiveness will set you free. How to forgive? Well, forgiving is a lot more than just saying, I forgive you. It's a process, and it might take a lot of time to work through it. Dr. Thomas Plant, in an article in Psychology Today, says that the secret sauce in forgiveness is letting go of anger. In my clinical practice, those who do well and cope best in life have found some way to forgive themselves and others. They have worked hard to let go of the anger and resentment and moved on. They don't forget, and they don't allow themselves to continue to be victimized. They let go of the anger and choose to forgive, whether it's deserved or not. I think that's the secret thing right there. We have to choose to forgive. So the words that Jesus gave us at the beginning of this message are very simple words of wisdom that are actually the healthiest things we can do for others and for ourselves. So my friends, the mindset of a worshiper is to practice forgiveness and develop an unoffendable heart. Why? Because it's clearly what Jesus tells us to do. It's the right thing to do. And like the rest of God's ways that seem counterintuitive, it's for our ultimate good. As he was hanging and dying on the cross, he prayed for those who were killing him. And he prayed for you and for me, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Let us be people like Jesus who choose to forgive. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of your compassion and the gift of your forgiveness. I pray for all who are watching and listening to this message. Lord, forgive us our sins and help us, empower us to forgive others as you have already forgiven us. For Jesus' glory, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. All right, my friends. Well, I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you so much for being here with me today on dailyworshipdevotionals.com is the website. Go there and you can get all kinds of free resources. And if you like this podcast, would you please give us a good review, subscribe, share it with your friends and all that kind of stuff. And until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. The Lord be with you. This is the day.